My entitled family constantly ropes me into babysitting all of their kids anytime I go to a family event or gathering. And after dealing with this since I was 14 years old, I finally decided that enough was enough, forcing my family to see that I will not be pushed around like that and that I refuse to take care of anyone's children against my will. Here's what happened. I never wanted to be a babysitter, but somehow that's what I always ended up being at every family gathering. It didn't matter if I barely knew the kids or the parents. They would always find a way to dump them on me and then disappear. It started when I was 14 years old and continued until I was in my 30s. I had moved away from my extended family when I was 5, so I didn't see them very often. But whenever there was a birthday, a wedding, or a holiday, they would invite me and my parents to join them. And that's when the trouble began. The first time it happened, I was sitting at a table with my cousin and his wife, who just had a baby. They seemed nice enough, but as soon as they finished their food, they handed me the baby and said they were going to get some drinks. They didn't ask me if I wanted to hold him or if I knew how to take care of him. They just assumed I would be happy to do it, but I wasn't. I had never held a baby before and I had no idea what to do with him. He was tiny, fragile, and he smelled like milk and diapers. He started crying after a few minutes and I panicked. I tried to rock him, to sing to him, to make funny faces at him, but nothing worked. He just cried louder and louder, attracting the attention of everyone in the room. I looked around for his parents, hoping they would come back and rescue me, but they were nowhere to be seen. They had left me alone with their child without a word of explanation or apology. I felt angry and betrayed. How could they do this to me? This happened many more times over the years until I finally had had enough. The last time it happened, when I was now in my 30s, was at a party and gathering with my husband's family. I decided to take matters into my own hands. Once again, parents came over to introduce themselves and left their baby with me, even though I clearly told them I was uncomfortable with them doing so. But then they'll say to me that, oh, it'll just be a minute. Well, 10 minutes pass, and then 30 minutes pass, and then finally the hour mark approaches, and the baby is getting very fussy. So I get up from the table, carrying the baby with me, and I walk towards the bar where I had last seen them. I push my way through the crowd of people, ignoring their stares and comments, and I finally spotted them, laughing and chatting with some other relatives with their glasses of wine in hand. They looked relaxed and happy, oblivious to my plight. And it was at that moment I decided I wasn't going to take this any longer. So after watching this baby for over an hour, I marched up to these entitled parents and I thrust the baby into their arms. I said to them, here you go, take your kid back. When I did this, they looked at me with surprise and annoyance. My sister-in-law then said, what's wrong? I looked at her incredulously. What's wrong? You left me with your baby for an hour without asking me or telling me where you were going. You expected me to babysit while you had fun. That's what's wrong. They both exchanged shocked glances. The husband said, oh, we're sorry. We just wanted to catch up with everyone. We didn't think you would mind. I said to them firmly, I do mind. I am not your babysitter. I'm your sister-in-law, and I came here to enjoy myself and not look after your kid. They mumbled some more apologies and excuses, but I didn't listen. I turned around and I walked away from them, feeling proud of myself for standing up to them. And I thought that would be the end of it, but boy, was I wrong. The next time I saw them, they had another baby, and they tried to do the same thing again. And so did other relatives who had kids. And this was on multiple occasions, by the way. It honestly became a pattern. Every time there was a family event, someone would dump their kid on me and then disappear. It didn't matter if they were my aunts, uncles, cousins, or in-laws. They all seemed to think that because I was an only child, and because I didn't have any kids of my own, that I would love to play nanny for them. But they were wrong. I hated it. I hated being treated like a free service. I hated being ignored and taken for granted. I hated being stuck with kids who were noisy, messy, demanding, and sometimes just straight up rude. I hated missing out on the fun and conversations that everyone else was having. And I hated feeling like an outsider in my own family. So you know what? I stopped going. I stopped accepting their invites, and they didn't seem to notice or care in the slightest. They never asked me why I stopped coming along. They never apologized for what they did, and they never tried to make it up to me. They just moved on with their lives, without me and their family parties and events. Now, I didn't totally leave my family altogether. I still see them. I just never see them at parties or family gatherings anymore. And they just act like nothing ever happened and life goes on. I love hanging out with the family outside of like a party situation. And to be fair, the kids are great fun to be around as long as I'm not expected to babysit them, which I never once said I was okay with at any point. At the end of the day, we are all still family. And I think they got the message that I am not their babysitter. Honestly, good for you for standing up for yourself. I can only imagine how annoying that would be to literally go to every family gathering and then have like a truckload of kids dropped off at your feet as the parents just say, okay, see you later, we'll be back in a minute. Meanwhile, they're getting drunk at the bar and everyone's having a good time except for you. That really sucks and that's super unfair. And unfortunately, when it comes to standing up for yourself against really entitled people, sometimes these people just don't care. They literally just see you as a babysitter, completely diluting your existence down to somebody who can just watch their kids for a while. So when you stop showing up, it honestly is not surprising to me that these people didn't notice or even try to reach out to you, which honestly says a lot more about them than it does about you. I mean, I know when I go to family events, I really want to have a good time. I don't go there to babysit other people's kids. I go there to meet with family members and have a good time and just catch up with people. But when you're being stuck with all these kids, it makes it like impossible to do anything like that. So honestly, overall, good for you for standing up for yourself. I would have done the exact same thing if I was in your situation, because the way your family was treating you was really unfair, and you did not deserve to be stuck babysitting all those kids, especially if you didn't agree to it in the first place. If you like Am I the Jerk, you're probably going to love Am I the Genius. Check it out, link down below in the description. Also, go to amithejerk.com/submit if you would like to submit your own stories. Am I the Jerk for not going to my friend's wedding? All because my girlfriend wasn't invited. Here's what happened. I first want to start off by saying that every name in this story is fake. So I'm a 26-year-old male, and I've been with my girlfriend by the name of Kelly for almost 5 years. A year and a half ago, my friend Maverick got engaged to his fiance Brittany. I have been friends with Maverick for over 10 years. Maverick and I went to high school together, and our families are very close to each other. Maverick is in the military now, and we don't talk as much, but I still consider him a good friend. When Kelly and I started dating, Maverick was dating a girl by the name of Ashley. Kelly and Ashley became very close, but Maverick broke up with Ashley 2 years later, and Kelly was sad she wouldn't be seeing Ashley regularly, but she still wanted to be friends. Well, very shortly, meaning like a few days after Maverick broke up with Ashley, he started hooking up and then started dating Ashley's roommate at the time. Kelly found out and called Ashley, and Ashley was crushed. A month after they started dating, Maverick introduced us to Brittany. Kelly was upset that this was Ashley's roommate, and she FaceTimed Ashley when she was around Brittany to make her feel bad. After this, Kelly was very upset with Maverick and sent him a series of messages saying she lost respect for him and some other mean things about Brittany. I think Kelly went too far, and I wasn't happy that she got involved. Eventually, Kelly ended up apologizing to Maverick. Since these incidents 3 years ago, we have not seen Brittany again. We have heard from others that Brittany is controlling about who Maverick sees, and she has refused to see us every time they have been in town. Maverick doesn't live in town anymore, so I don't see him all the time, but we have hung out 1 to 3 times a year when he visits our city. Kelly has seen him only once since the incident, and was civil and friendly towards Maverick. Well, Maverick and Brittany announced that they are getting married about 6 months ago. I found out that their wedding is the same day as Kelly's birthday. Kelly has been nervous for months that she wouldn't be invited, but I assured her that Maverick wouldn't do that. Well, I got the save the date about 6 weeks ago, and it was only addressed to me, but I didn't think that was weird. I texted Maverick and asked if I had a date, and he did not reply. I used their wedding website to RSVP about a week ago, and I was able to enter Kelly's name as well. Fast forward to yesterday, and Maverick texted me and said that he does not want Kelly at their wedding. He said that based on what happened with the girls, that he and Brittany are not comfortable with Kelly being there. Well, needless to say, Kelly is crushed. She wants to be with me on her birthday, and overall has a tough relationship with her birthday. Additionally, we got into a very big fight 2 years ago because I went to a family wedding without her. So honestly, am I the jerk for not going to my friend's wedding, all because my girlfriend wasn't invited? I don't think you're the jerk for not going to the wedding, but it's seriously so comical to me that your girlfriend's upset that she didn't get invited. Like, are you kidding me right now? She got involved in something she had no business getting involved in. Yes, she really did like Ashley as a friend, and she felt that Ashley was getting messed over by Maverick in some kind of way, but the way she went about handling this was so inappropriate and immature. Like, seriously, why on earth would you get in the middle of something like this? It honestly doesn't make any sense. Like, she willingly put herself in a weird position all over the fact that Maverick broke up with his girlfriend. Like, come on, why would you do that? And sure, I get it. Brittany is supposedly very controlling of Maverick, but from the sounds of it, it really doesn't seem like you know him that well anymore. You only see him 1 to 3 times a year, and it seems like he agrees with Brittany that no, we don't want your girlfriend showing up. So no, you're not the jerk for saying saying you don't want to go, but literally this is the consequences of your girlfriend's actions. And if she really wanted to be invited to that wedding, then she probably should have minded her own business.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Am I the jerk for being upset at my boyfriend after he forgets to get me a gift for my birthday for the second year in a row? Here's what happened. So I'm in a relationship with my boyfriend and it's been almost 3 years together. I'm a 20-year-old female and he is 22 years old. We are mainly long distance, and last year he did not send a birthday gift to me and I was very upset over this. Meanwhile, I sent him an entire cake and his friend surprised him with it on the day of his birthday. Well, I thought that this year he would send a birthday gift and plan for it to reach me by my birthday, which is in September, essentially making up for it from last year. But you know what? He didn't. Not even flowers. I was so upset again, and we argued over this a few times, where he asked me to have some patience because he's putting something together. I finally blow up at him over this in the start of November, and he sends me his gift after the argument, which is something he clearly put together last minute. It was a cheap picture frame of a photo of us and a couple of cards that seemed to be put together in a rush. I always thought birthday presents were meant to be something you've wanted throughout the year, something meaningful or something you could do for yourself, like get your nails done or something like that. I was really upset when I received the gift and I just blew up at him over it. It seemed like the things he wrote were just regurgitated text messages, very generic and nothing special, or little things he remembered about me in there. He said I was ungrateful because he only received $50 from me on his birthday this year, which I sent for him to get his hair cut, as well as for him to get food on me. I was upset that a shut up gift was sent to me even after nothing last year, and even then it was sent to me 2 months late. I guess he realized he was in the wrong and promised to make it up to me next year. I feel like I don't deserve this. My friends and family say to leave him. Now, for some additional context, he visits me once or twice a year. I'm currently not able to visit him, even though he and I very much want to. He says that visiting is expensive and it's what he does for this relationship, and just accuses me of being ungrateful for that. I very much appreciate him for that, but I feel like my birthday is one day a year where he could go out of his way to do something meaningful. And I mean, even just try to do something. So honestly, I need to know, am I the jerk for feeling angry and hurt over this? Because at this point, I really don't know what to do. It is really sad that your boyfriend forgot your birthday. Like, he literally didn't do anything for your birthday 2 years in a row. And then when you start complaining, he's like, okay, fine, I'll send you something. And then what he sends you is literally just that. It's a gift and some cards just to get you to shut up and stop bothering him. It wasn't something meaningful. It wasn't something that you were really looking forward to. He just didn't want you to complain anymore. And that, in my opinion, is so insulting. I would be upset about this as well. Like, seriously? You've been in a relationship for 3 years, and two of those 3 years, you can't even think about your girlfriend's birthday? It's not like he didn't know about it too, by the way. He absolutely knew what was going on, and he knew that your birthday was coming up, and he just still didn't plan on it. That's the part that honestly blows my mind. Like, for me personally, if I was the boyfriend in this situation, I would be like, okay, I don't want to mess up like last year. I have got to have something really special this year to try and make up for last year. Like, I don't know about you, but I would be like super stressed out about that. I would want to make sure that it's perfect and that I'm not doing something wrong, and that it all gets to my girlfriend, who, by the way, doesn't live next to me. This is is literally a long distance relationship. Like, don't you think that gift giving and somehow like reaching out would be incredibly crucial for that kind of situation? So no, I don't think you're the jerk for getting upset. I think it's incredibly inappropriate that your boyfriend once again for the second year in a row completely forgot about your birthday. And in my opinion, you have every right to be upset and angry with him. My mother-in-law is going through a lot of grief after her husband and her daughter passed away. But as a result, she has become completely unhinged, causing scenes and making awful remarks towards me and my husband. And I'm now at a loss and I seriously don't know what to do. Here's what happened. So I married my husband 4 months ago. We dated all through high school and college, so we have been in each other's lives and in each other's families for quite some time. My husband's father died when we were seniors in high school, and his sister passed away 3 years ago as well. Since then, his mother has been, in my opinion, unhinged. I cannot imagine her sense of loss, and I know everyone has their own grief process, so I really try not to judge, but she makes everything about her grief. She didn't come to our college graduation because she would never get to see her daughter graduate from college. We try to be especially kind to her on Mother's Day, but she spends hours at the cemetery and gets very irate if we leave before she's ready to. She insists that we give our first child her husband's name as a first or middle name, and gets angry when we say we'll name our future children as we see fit. There have been other incidents too. She's done so much to push my husband away while also relying on him for emotional and sometimes financial support. They now have a very unhealthy relationship, but it all came to a head when we were wedding planning. I invited her to come wedding dress shopping with me, my mom, my grandma, and my maid of honor. I told her that she did not need to come along if it was going to be painful for her, but she said she would be happy to. To all of our surprise, she showed up and brought a wedding gown that her daughter had purchased to save for her own wedding someday. She said it would help her if I tried it on, and I did, which made her cry. But then she insisted that it was my dress and I didn't need to get another one. After multiple refusals, she pouted the rest of the time. And let me tell you, it was so awkward for everybody else. This led to a lot of drama, to the point where me and my husband did not want her at the wedding because we couldn't trust her to not cause some kind of scene, and because we thought it would be terrible for her mental health. We asked her to not come and she agreed not to. Well, I got to have a dance with my dad, and my mom surprised my husband by stepping in for a mother's dance with him. They smiled and laughed the whole time, and to me, it was the most special part of our wedding. I recently changed my Facebook cover photo to a picture of my husband and my mom dancing and laughing together. Well, my now mother-in-law saw this and has been coming at us for it, saying it's just a reminder that she was excluded from her son's wedding day. I told her I'm not taking it down, and that if she doesn't want to see it, she can simply not look at my Facebook page. She says I'm inconsiderate of her feelings and that I'm a jerk for this, all because it's driving another wedge between her and her son. So honestly, am I the jerk in this situation? What should I do? It really sounds like your mother-in-law is not doing well mentally. First and foremost, no, you are not driving a wedge between her and her son. She is literally doing that herself. The way she's acting and pushing her grief on everybody else is really inappropriate and honestly really, really sad. She's clearly going through a hard time, but she's also doing nothing to try and fix her situation. Like, she's not talking to a doctor about being depressed or having a lot of pain in her life, and she's not going to the right people to try and figure this out. Instead, she's taking it out on her son and now her daughter-in-law. Like, honestly, with what you described, I don't blame you for saying, hey, don't show up to our wedding. You're just gonna cause problems and we don't want to deal with that. Because I would have done the exact same thing. Like, she tried to get you to wear her daughter's dress. Like, seriously, that's just really weird in my opinion. Now look, don't get me wrong. I totally understand that people go through a lot of grief and it takes people a long time to try and figure things out. But I really think that externalizing that grief and pushing it on other people and using it like a weapon to swing around and club people over the head with it, that in my opinion will only push people away. And nobody in their right mind should ever have to deal with that. Because in my opinion, after a few years of dealing with that, it is going to be the reason why nobody wants to talk to her anymore. So no, you're not the jerk for putting a picture up on your Facebook page of your mom and your husband dancing together. That is a beautiful memory you have every right to showcase to people online if you want to. And she has no right to try and decide what you can and cannot do with your life. My significant other is no longer contributing to the household, constantly pushing bills and other responsibilities on me to pay for, and now as a result, I'm literally living paycheck to paycheck. And at this point, I seriously don't know what to do. Here's what happened. So me and my significant other have been together for about 3 years, and before moving in together, all was good. Early on, before moving in, I had made double what she made, so I had contributed a little bit more to date nights and such. However, she always disliked her job because it simply didn't pay well. I had always provided resources since I am an HR worker, so I would give her stuff like resume reviews or interviewing tips and stuff like that. I have also helped her with starting a 401k and a savings account. On the job front, unfortunately, over the years, I was met with excuses. Then, almost 2 years ago, we moved in and worked with a budget to come up with something feasible. If I did the math, it was split at about 80-20, with me covering mostly rent while she covers small expenses, like the dog insurance, groceries, and utilities. For a short time, that worked, but later on, it became more apparent that I had to chase her for her share. With inflation, her dog's medical expenses going up as well, not to mention rent going up, it became harder for her to help with those expenses, and I had to bleed some funds from my savings and put more on credit cards. I once had to open another card just to cover a $7,000 surgery bill for her dog. Every time I have addressed the expenses and her needing to pay her share, I would then be met with a crying fit from her that her life sucks and that nothing is going well for her. So unfortunately, I ended up backing off and just dealing with it because I was afraid of making her feel like garbage. She would also even say that I make so much more, which is not true. I've had to show her spreadsheets of the impact, which leads to more crying from her. Recently, over the summer, she rage quit her job because of issues amongst the staff, so I truly had to expend more of our expenses. She ended up, after not working for 3 months, starting a retail job and taking a massive pay cut, and then hating that job 1 month in because of the hours. I've given more advice and comfort to her because I understand it is an emotional time, but I'm also burnt out. I work a very demanding human resource job in finance, and that already adds to my stress, and I have my master's, so going for more schooling is out of the question. I simply cannot do it. But I'm also now living paycheck to paycheck, all due to her pay cut, and she is now helpless and makes excuses for everything. She doesn't want to go back to school, she's not looking for different fields or doing research, and she's just making excuses for not going to therapy for her depression and anxiety. My therapist has really helped me navigate through a lot of this, and has also honestly asked me if leaving her is on the table, and right now it really is. But I just feel like I've invested so much, and I don't want to give up, but my stress is through the roof lately. Plus, it would be messy, because she would have to move 2 hours to get to her family just to restart everything. I'm not sure what more to do, and I feel like I'm not doing enough as a partner. What more should I do to help her? Or how can I even solve these problems to begin with? What should I do? Honestly, it really sounds like you've done everything you possibly can to get things going. Like, you've given her advice, you've given her job leads and stuff like that, you've told her exactly how to do her resume and all this other garbage. But instead of like doing something with her life, she just freaks out, has this self-pity party, and starts crying instead of doing anything to improve her situation. Like, that seems very manipulative in my opinion, and that is so uncalled for. For reference, the significant other in this story is 36 years old. They are old enough to know that they need to get off their butt and get to work. Like, seriously, they're not doing anything right now to contribute to the house. They're seriously just sitting there and letting the original poster handle everything. And that, in my opinion, is so inappropriate. That's not fair for them, and they are literally losing money in the process. Like, seriously, this sounds like a sinking ship, and she's the one to stand up and get her stuff together, because something absolutely has to change here. Because otherwise, this is only going to result in more money being lost. When you subscribe, make sure to hit the bell to turn on notifications. To finish listening to all the stories, check out the playlist at the top of the description. And if you want some chill music to put on in the background, check out Easy Mode. If you like Am I the Jerk, subscribe to Am I the Genius. Everything will be linked down below in the description.